Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking about diesels and diesel motorsports with Greg Hoag, a regular contributor here on the broadcast, and we'll find out what's in store for 2015 with Greg and his racing endeavors. Also coming up in this hour, we're scheduled to be joined by Stephen Cole Smith, who is an esteemed automotive journalist, to get his take on the Detroit Auto Show, the media days. The auto show is actually open to the public right now, the North American International Auto Show at Cobo Hall in Detroit. So for all of our listeners in that neck of the woods, by all means, head on over to the show. Be open another week or so, and some remarkable vehicles on display there. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. Here it is. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email throughout the broadcast or throughout the week. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com, B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. Going to throw a trivia question into the mix here right off the bat before we get to our very special first guest. One of the big stories at the Detroit Auto Show is the second generation of the Ford Raptor. This is the off-road high-performance pickup truck from Ford based on the new 2015 Ford F-150, which, of course, for the first time uses aluminum bodywork on the vehicle, and the new Raptor is meaner than ever. But this is not the first high-performance truck from Ford. Going back into the decade of the 1990s, there were actually two different generations of an F-150-based high-performance vehicle. This vehicle is known not for off-roading capability, but for acceleration. What was the name of the other high-performance pickup truck from Ford? Maybe somebody out there owns one of these. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. Whoever comes up with the answer will get a number of different cool prizes, including one from the Busted Knuckle Garage. But right now, let's go to the great state of Texas and welcome one of our regular contributors here on the show. He is a diesel racing pioneer, and he always has lots of great things to tell us. Greg Hoag, welcome back to Auto World. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Bob. We're doing real good. I've got the guys out there. We're thrashing on the car and getting ready. I've got to head to the great state of Pennsylvania to pick up another race car this week. So we've got a lot of stuff going. We're going to be racing with a PDRA this year. It is the up-and-coming drag racing series. The fastest door slammers in the country race with them. Some of them, it's incredible. They race all eighth-mile stuff, and when you see one of these pro mod cars go 200 miles an hour in the eighth, it's pretty impressive. We've got a tall order to get our car ready. The first race is March the 19th, 20th, and 21st at Ennis, Texas, and it's going to be pretty great. We're going to be running Top Dragster. We're going to run their entire series. You can go to their website and get their schedule for PDRA660.com. This has been a great year for us. Then the next weekend is the Texas Mile, and we go back down there with a Cadillac CTS-V. We've done a lot of upgrades to it, and going to have a good time. We're shooting for 190 this time. The car down there went right out of the box, went 170.
Wow. Very cool. Pretty great
for a four-door Cadillac. Americans build some great cars, and I think they really compete good with anything in the world. I think everybody needs to look at Cadillac as the premier luxury car around with performance involved, too.
And, Greg, I was just at the Detroit Auto Show for 2015, and they just unveiled a new version. This will be the third generation of the CTS-V for 2015. And this one, right from the factory, is going to be a 200-mile-an-hour vehicle and a 0 to 60 in 3.7 seconds. So wait till you get your hands on one of those new models. That's going to be really cool for you to tune.
The guys that do our cylinder head at Frankenstein Racing Heads, Chris is one of the big developers in the country. He's got one on order. And it's going to be the end of the summer before he gets it, but he's just jumping up and down to get it. That same motor goes in the Corvette. I believe it's in the mid 600, 680 range.
Yes.
For a car that you can drive around. You could put Grandma and Grandpa in it and drive it around, and you'd never know it was a hot rod until you stomp the loud pedal, and then it goes. Incredible, too. Unlike some of the other cars in the 60s, the traction control really works on these GM cars. Without it, you can turn the traction control off on that Cadillac, and it's uncontrollable, even for a person who's got years of experience like me. Mm-hmm. But turn the traction control on, and it goes straight in a hurry and doesn't spin a tire.
Yeah, it's so true. I've had the experience of testing out the Hellcats from Dodge, the Challenger and Charger, with 707 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque, and you're absolutely right. If it wasn't for the modern electronics, I mean, those vehicles would just absolutely melt tires.
I'll tell you what, I got to see a thing on the Hellcat where our friend, mutual friend Jay Leno, gave one to a returning soldier, and I think that was just really great. Took him for a ride in and then handed him the keys. It was just so great to see. Jay is really a generous person, and if you've ever, and I know you've met him like I have, he's down-to-earth car guy, gets his hands dirty and doesn't mind lending a helping hand and lending his fame to help people.
So true, and even this past weekend out at the Barrett Jackson auction in Arizona, Jay gave away a Challenger SRT from 2008 that he had from brand new. It only had about 25,000 miles on it, and he auctioned it off for the USO and got more than $300,000 for the USO. So kudos to Jay Leno and all the great work that he's doing.
He really is genuine. He does it just for the love of helping people out. I tell you what, this is going to be a great year. A lot of racing going on. The PDRA is coming along. We're also going to be running NHRA and IHRA Top Dragster, going back and forth between the quarter mile and the eighth mile. We're going to be doing land speed racing this year. Hopefully by the end of the year, we'll have our Chevy Cruze program going. All of our sponsors are returning this year, plus an additional few with Industrial Injection, which is the pioneer of diesel performance out in Salt Lake City. They've been doing diesel stuff for 35 years, and it's great to have people with a lot of experience that have been working on this stuff a long time before it got to be popular. And we're getting the car ready. I've got a second motor going together, and It's going to be a pretty good deal. And, of course, Valerie, we've had her on the show before. Valerie Thompson is now a 7-time land speed holder, record holder, on her BMW 1000RR. We'll be driving select races where she has time to get in the car. We're not worried about chasing points. We'll be doing good to qualify this year with a car. But we think we can get the car pretty fast on the PDRA and at least make a show by the end of the year. So we're going to alternate drivers. I've got a new other few up-and-coming young drivers that we're going to slide into the car and see how they can do. That's the great thing about a diesel is you can vary the horsepower with just the tune.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of problems over the last year with our tune, and so this year we're going with a new operating system and a new computer and some really great stuff with that. And we've got some new cylinder heads from Brodix. Brodix is actually making cylinder heads for the Duramax diesel. And the neat thing about cylinder heads for diesels is you could a race head put on a farm truck with nothing else changed on it would just run better and cooler. And,
wow.
And that's a great thing. And they're a lot higher quality cylinder head, yet less money than a General Motors head.
Wow, that's very cool. We'll take a pit stop for some important messages, and when we come back on the other side, more about diesel racing with Greg Hoag. This is Auto World.
Well, I saw a paddock sign, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Well, I saw a paddock sign, but I'm out on the road again. again. I'm on the road again.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times of $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dinovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're talking with Greg Hoag all about diesel racing and much more. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. If you have a question for Greg, we'd love to hear from you. And I want to remind you folks about something cool that's coming up on Saturday, January 24th, 2015. It's a webinar from my good friends at PhilsGang.com. The name of the webinar is called Volatility Meets Opportunity. You can learn from this webinar to profit from stock market volatility. What's going to happen to gold? What's going to happen to oil? How to buy and short stocks, how to buy option calls and puts, and how to use options as a hedge. Again, it's Saturday, the 24th of January from noon to 2 Eastern time, but it doesn't matter if you can't watch the webinar live on your computer at that time, because once you sign up, you have access to it for 2 weeks to look at it at any time during the week, during the night, during any time you can look at it. It's going to be hosted by Phil Grandy, Donald Cogswell, and InvestFestYourself.com's Bob Rainier. To sign up, go to philsgang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. If you have a question, don't hesitate. Give them a call, 877-600-4264. We're back with Greg Hogan talking all about diesel motorsports. And Greg, you've been a real pioneer in the realm of diesel motorsports and racing, and you've done just about everything. You've been everything from a driver to now a team owner. You've, of course, been featured in many different publications, and you and I go way back to the Project X vehicle of years ago, and you're giving us a little tease of what's ahead for 2015. Well, let's go back to Project X for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with this remarkable story of a truck that you actually drove several hundred miles to race. And the people at the gate were shocked when you pulled up and said, this is our race car. This is what we're going to be driving on the track.
We had a lot of fun with Project X. We did land speed. It went 198 miles an hour at Bonneville, and we did some testing in the middle of the night on some highways, and that was pretty exciting. It still holds the record at the Texas Mile and the East Coast Timing Association Mile for the fastest diesel truck. We went to an NHRA national event, as you mentioned, drove up to the Mile High Nationals in Denver, and rolled into the gate, which at a national event, you don't see anybody that doesn't trailer their cars in. And we drove in and raced it, had a great time, and went to Hot Rod Magazine's Drag Week four times with it. And two of those times, we were the fastest diesel at Hot Rod Drag Week. It was Diesel Power Magazine's project, and I was lucky to get to head that up and drive it and do everything. David Kennedy, who is now the editor of Hot Rod Magazine, was the editor of Diesel Power Magazine at the time. And it was just fantastic to get to do all of that stuff. And that led up to me going to Gale Banks. And we both know Gale. Gale is the real deal. He's kind of a fun person to be around from the 60s and everything with all the muscle cars. And had a great time out there. Gale's got a saying that the future of American energy is here, and it's called turbo diesel. And Gale is just really eat up with pushing diesel. I know he works with a lot of the stuff now. We're going to be racing against him. I know they're going to race their car in Top Dragster too. And we kind of share a little information, and we kind of compete against each other. So that's going to be fun. This new dragster we've got a lot of people involved with it, and it's going to be a fast car. We recently brought on Polydyne's TX7. They've formulated an additive for diesel oil that helps. I sell camshafts for diesels, and this additive aids in maintaining lubricity in the motors. It's a TX7. It's a pretty great deal. We're also going to be racing with a diesel organization, National Association of Diesel Motorsports. And Diesel Motorsports, I believe, is their website, dieselmotorsports.ca. You can also see all of our stuff on Facebook. It's the keyword Comp461. My Twitter is Comp461. You can keep up with that. We're going to be doing a lot of things this year. We're going to be putting some youngsters in the car. We're looking for some deserving people. We've got some stuff we're going to work with. We're also going to be traveling all around and spreading the fact that you can take a diesel and you can have a really nice high-performance vehicle and still get good fuel economy and have good clean emissions out of it. A lot of people don't know just how easy these diesel trucks are to make some good, decent power, clean power out of.
So true. I know at the Detroit Auto Show, one of the big announcements from Nissan was that in their all-new Titan pickup truck for 2015, they're going to offer a Cummins turbo diesel, and that came as a surprise to many.
Yes, and Dodge now has a small diesel.
Yeah,
I know,
yeah.
Chevy's coming out with one for their half tons, and it's a pretty neat vehicle. I haven't got to drive one yet. It's just neat. Everything's going to diesel. I know that Chevy is going to be pushing a lot more diesels in the future. I know this little Chevy Cruze we're playing with is just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Get some incredible power out of it. Get some incredible fuel economy. We had Project X, the Beetle, the diesel, and we took that a couple of times to a Hot Rod Drag Week and had a good time with it. And now we're pushing the American-made cars, and Chevrolet's got a good one out there.
Sure
we're going to be having a lot of fun doing this year.
That sounds great. Also, you know, as you mentioned, more and more manufacturers embracing diesel. Of course, right now we're seeing kind of a... an unusual period in gasoline prices. I mean, they're down at a record low level, the lowest level in more than 25 years, but we all know sooner or later they're going to be coming back up again, and diesel will be less expensive in the long run than gasoline. If it wasn't for the fact that I see so many of the auto manufacturers investing in diesel, both Land Rover, Range Rover, and Jaguar made an announcement at the Detroit Auto Show that every single one of the Jag vehicles, with the exception of the F-Type, which is the sports car, and the outgoing XK, is going to have a diesel option this coming year. And also every single Land Rover and Range Rover product is also going to have a diesel option. So more and more manufacturers, besides the Germans, the VWs, the Audis, the Mercedes and the BMWs, and Mazda, of course, is also going to be having a diesel in the not-too-distant future. And Ford is rumored, and along with Chevrolet and some of the other domestics, to be spreading diesel power plants throughout their range. So it's a good sign across the board.
You know, with modern common rail diesel, they don't have the smoke, they don't have the clatter that they used to in the old days. They're cleaner. The exhaust is a lot cleaner. In fact, the diesels are, for the most part, a lot cleaner than their gas counterparts. The fuel has more BTUs of heat in it, so it's more efficient. And another thing is it's very easy to make diesel fuel from natural gas, which right now America has a real abundance of natural gas and finding more and more. And the benefit of synthetic diesel made by, well, one of my friends that I race with...
Hold that thought. We'll talk about it on the other side. This is Auto World.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone. InvestYourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing InvestYourself.com, and I guarantee this is the only newsletter that provides the truth, it's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at InvestYourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to investyourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's investyourself.com, investyourself.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No! Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Greg Hoke is with us. He's a diesel racing pioneer, previewing the 2015 racing season and what he's planning for the year ahead. Telephone-wise, if you have a question, it's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Let's talk a little bit more about this Chevrolet Cruze racing machine that you're putting together for 2015. What can you tell us about it, Greg?
Well, what we're working on mainly right now is the structure of the motor to make sure the motor's hard, strong enough. And so far we found out that the stock motor is good to about 300 horsepower streetable. The transmission holds up really well. But we're looking to push it closer to 400 horsepower, and when you're 200 horsepower per liter on any motor, then it's just wise to go ahead for the safety of the driver, especially at Bonneville and places like that, to go ahead and put better parts in the bottom. But it's pretty amazing how tough these little motors are. Chevrolet did their homework on this thing. I love the fueling system on it. It's a Bosch system. We've been conferring with Brady, the owner of Industrial Injections. Kind of an interesting place out there. All of his sons, Brett, Shane, and Cody, all work out there, and they've worked out there all of their lives. And working with the Bosch Systems, they're a big Bosch distributor and remanufacturer of stuff. And we love the little Cruze fuel injection system. It we think that we're going to be able to get 400 horsepower out of it reliably for Bonneville and stuff like that. But 300 horsepower on the street's pretty reliable,
I should say. And also tell us about this dragster that you've been working on for quite some time as well. What kind of power plant and what kind of power are we talking?
We're at 1,500 horsepower now. We're going to go back on the dyno here and work with the new ECM that we've got. We're expecting mid-six-second, 200-plus mile-an-hour ranges out of this motor. We had a lot of trouble with it last year, and we've solved most of our problems, and so got a new set of Brodix heads going it, and that's going to help a lot. Airflow is really important to a diesel. the car is a lightweight car, and the diesel just diesel engines like to make a lot of power, but they really don't like to accelerate. And that's what we've been working with, is getting the motor really light on the rotating, so it'll spin up quicker. We're at about 6,500 RPMs now, and we think we're going to get to 7,000 on this motor. And once we get to that fact, I think this thing is really going to rotate the earth.
That sounds great. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Any questions for Greg Hogue about diesel racing, about anything diesel, definitely Greg can handle that. And speaking of that, before the hard bottom of the hour break, you were talking about syn diesel, which is synthetic diesel, and a good friend of yours and a friend of mine, Jess Hewitt, is involved with a company that is extracting a lot of this, this
yes,
natural
Jeff,
energy.
Jess has been a good friend. He was a partner on the Beetle, and he's a partner on the Chevy Cruze. He's brought back Gulf Racing Fuels, and part of that is the synthetic diesel that's under the syn diesel name. And basically, they take natural gas, and they create a very clean fuel that doesn't go back to paraffin when it sits. It started out when I met Jess. I was looking for a high-performance fuel, and they were making this fuel for remote generators because it basically will sit for 30 years in a generator, and it's very stable. It doesn't go back to paraffin, and that's what I found as a firefighter when I went to Katrina, is a lot of the generators there that were okay, but the fuel systems were clogged up from setting. The fuel just would set, and that's how it came to know about Jess, and since then we've worked on several good fuels. And if you want high performance fuel for a diesel, that's about the only place in the country you can get it is syn diesel there in Houston, Texas. And now they're under the Gulf Racing Fuels name. The legend's back. They've really launched a new deal. It's great to see this fuel. I've been on the dyno with it recently on some of our gasoline motors, and it's great to have an unleaded fuel that you can burn in some of these computerized ultra-high-performance motors that doesn't burn out your oxygen sensors. And then they have a leaded fuel, too. So we've had a good time playing with the fuel, especially before the rollout. And this synthetic diesel, the military is also starting to use it, their own version of it, because a fighter aircraft can carry more BTUs per pound in an aircraft. The fuel carries more, actually, heat energy per pound and per volume of fuel. And that's part of the reasons. During World War II, the Germans were the pioneer for this synthetic diesel because they had large quantities of natural gas but no oil.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's coming back. With the price of oil and the price of gasoline dropping, I don't know if it's going to get there yet. It could be competitive with normal petroleum diesel, but I don't think it will be until the price of gasoline gets back up a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the price of gasoline. No question, eventually it's going to go back up, but it's an interesting time out there in the automotive marketplace. Tell us a little bit more about the Texas Mile event. I understand it's gotten so popular that these days it's not easy to show up and run. You've got to register well in advance.
The entry for the end of March Texas Mile event was last weekend. It opened at noon on Sunday, and in 17 minutes it was full.
17 minutes, wow.
17 minutes. And they only take 250 entries now, mostly a lot of serious people. You can go down there and you can see the Lamborghini Miculardos. You can see the Toyota Supras. Now the Camaros and the Corvettes are coming on strong. It's great to see them. When you see 260, 270 miles an hour out of a Camaro or a Corvette or the Lamborghinis or the Ford GTs, and I see now that Ford's coming back out with the GT with a supercharged motor in it.
Yeah, amazing. It will be kind of a second generation of their EcoBoost motor with 3.5 liters twin turbos and more than 600 horsepower. Presently, that engine only makes about 350 in its top form, but this is definitely going to be quite a remarkable vehicle. And if you've seen pictures of it, have you seen the pictures of this vehicle?
I haven't seen the pictures. I heard about it actually this morning.
Yeah, it's... It's going to be very expensive. I mean, that's one thing. There's no question about it. The last Ford GT, which was manufactured from 2004 to 2006, was done in celebration of Ford's 100th birthday. That used a 5.4-liter supercharged V8. This time around, again, it's a different ballgame, a V6 engine, twin turbo, and it's going to have, instead of a six-speed manual, it will have a dual-clutch gearbox, so paddle shifters on the steering wheel, and the body is going to be made of carbon fiber, so this vehicle may cost somewhere in the vicinity of $200,000 to $300,000 or even $400,000. They're only going to make them in very limited form. Rumor has it, Jess, that Ford is going to, in celebration of the 50th anniversary of their 1-2-3 finish at Le Mans 50 years ago, that they're going to resurrect their racing program and use this vehicle. So it should be very interesting.
I know that Ford has changed their whole marketing strategy on racing. They've taken it away from all the pros, and now, you know, you can go right into a Ford dealership and buy a what they call their Cobra Jet package. Comes with a Robar, comes with all the stuff, and go to the track and race. Dodge has it in their drag packs, and Chevrolet has it in their Copos. You can go to a Chevrolet dealership. You have to produce a racing license before they'll even sell the car to you, and you're intent to it, and it can never be street legal, and they'll deliver it, roll it off the showroom floor, and you must take it out of there in a trailer. You can go to the track, put your number on it, and have a fairly competitive stock or super stock race car, and you're seeing a lot of those. When you go to the U.S. Nationals this year, there was 30 or 40 of them in the super stock ranks, and very, very fast cars.
No kidding. Wow. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more diesel racing and racing in general with Greg Hoag. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes manuals online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes manual online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-582-7585, 800-582-7585.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com. Or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay Mark a commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
We continue to get lots of calls and emails here, Bob at BobLongRadio.com, 855-660-4261 for Greg Hoag from, from so many different entities, diesel racing pioneer. He's got a wide variety of things that he's going to be involved with for the 2015 calendar year. And Greg, once again, why don't you give out your website and social media information so folks can follow you?
We're on Twitter. It's Comp461. We share a lot of stuff on there. On Facebook, facebook.com/Comp461. The PDRA is PDRA660.com and dieselmotorsports.na is the diesel site. All of those you can see a lot of stuff on what we're doing. You can also go to Syndiesel. They have a lot of stuff on the Beetle. And then we also have on Facebook, facebook.com/Project X. And that's got all the stuff on the Project X deal. We did a lot of stuff with that car. It's 218,000-mile used truck, very nicely used truck, that Kurt Manuel and me, he was the owner of Manuel Auto Group, and we worked on that car for about 5 years. Had a lot of help from a lot of friends, and I got to go play with it in a lot of avenues and a lot of venues. Was a really fun car to drive. We go on the road, thing would run high tens in the quarter mile at 129 and get 21, 22 miles to the gallon going down the highway at 80.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah, who says you can't have high performance and can't have fuel economy in the same vehicle? You certainly can here in 2015.
We're working now with the Duramax diesel to be able to put it into hot rods. It's pretty neat when you could get a 57 Chevrolet or a 69 Camaro or a 70 Chevelle, a Duramax diesel right out of a wrecked truck with the right wiring harness will get 30 miles to the gallon and make 550 horsepower and 700 foot-pounds of torque stock without changing anything on it. One of the things we work with on doing that is making it a lot easier to put in these cars is we don't put an intercooler on them in the car because they're not a work motor anymore. They're not having to pull 20,000 pounds. And we've developed something, or snow water injection, where Snow Boost Cooler has developed a progressive water injection for these type motors where it uses water injection in place of an intercooler. But my experience when Mike Woods and I, he was the owner of Nitrous Express, we were down at the Texas Mile with that Duramax-powered Mustang. It didn't have an intercooler. We used nitrous as the intercooler, but on the street, we used water injection. And, buddy, you better have that thing pointed straight at about 3 pounds of boost. It was going somewheres in a hurry. And so that's the neat thing about a diesel is that the water injection cools it down. And when the price of diesel fuel was $5 a gallon, you could take a gallon of the really good windshield washer fluid for 99 cents at Walmart. And there's another store in itself. I caused a whole security issue at Walmart because I started telling the people that they had windshield washer fluid on sale for 99 cents, and people were buying it by the pallets because you could turn a gallon of windshield washer fluid and replace a gallon of diesel fuel ultimately by burning this. And so it's pretty neat. You still do it at 99 cents a gallon when you're working a truck. The water methanol that's in the windshield wiper fluid actually burns and cools the motor down and makes it run a lot more efficient.
Isn't that amazing?
Just it is. The diesel engine
like
just got so much. It'll burn natural gas. You can run a diesel engine on about 40 to 50% natural gas, and it doesn't care. You don't have to change anything in it, but fumigate a small amount of natural gas into the intake manifold and then let the cruise control going down the road in a big truck make up the difference and trim the fuel and use diesel to replace the little that you need up or down.
It's amazing when you stop and think about the amount of torque that you can extract from a modern diesel power plant. It's mind-boggling. That's why they're so great in the truck applications. Like you say, the folks at Ram and the folks at many other brands are looking into getting the diesel power plants in there because they're truly incredibly efficient at delivering a lot of torque.
Our Volkswagen 2-liter diesel made around 345 horse and almost 500 foot-pounds of torque, but we tried to rev it out of that torque band because it liked to break everything else in the car, transmissions, axles, and all. It just is incredible. The dragster's the same way. We get it way out of the torque band. But the diesel engine is just an efficient engine. We're in the process of doing a repower on a jet boat right now with a Duramax diesel. Duramax diesel go just about anywhere, boats, cars. One of these days, somebody put them in an airplane.
Very good. Let's talk a little bit more about the Texas Mile. What's the single fastest vehicle that you've seen at the Texas Mile
so far? The fastest is the Hennessy GT500. Hennessy Motorsports own a factory car, and I believe right now it's at 276 miles an hour in a standing mile. And that's incredible because a mile seems like a long way till you're really trying to get that last few mile an hour out of it. And that last on that car, the last 5 mile an hour probably took 200 horsepower. It's an incredible event down there. It'll be the end of March in Beeville, Texas. I recommend anybody that's never seen it. It's a great spectator sport. They run the cars down the track. Everybody's friendly. They have a big cookout. The fire and police in that area have a cookout on Saturday night, a charity cookout. And if you've never done it before, it's a good thing to come down and watch it. It's already too late to enter it. Like I say, the entry goes away in 17 minutes this year. It's hard to get in. You got to be on the ball to get in.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a waiting list, and what they do with the waiting list is they know that a lot of us go down there. We make two or three passes the first 2 days, and then we go home, and then they allow other people to take our place. Everybody's nice enough to go up and say, hey, we're done racing for the weekend. Had a good time. Let the next guy in.
That's very decent.
So they cycle another 50 to 75 cars through there.
Wow. And I would imagine there's an awful lot of photography and videos being shot during those events.
You can go to the Texas Mile website. They've got some great videos. They've got some great cars down there. There's the people that do the photography down there have got a lot of pictures posted. Mile racing has become fun. It's kind of like Bonneville, but not quite. You don't have to go there once a year and camp there for a week. They have two races a year, and then they have the U.S. Mile down in Houston, which is the U.S. Mile, but it's really a half mile. So figure that. But that's a fun event, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Ohio Mile, which is the East Coast Timing Association. And then you got El Mirage, which is a mile and a quarter out there in California.
Wow.
Gale Banks is a real he's the head of the Sidewinders out there. That's the club with a lot of history. And Gale's at Bonneville every year. You don't hear a lot about it, but Gale has a bunch of people that he does work with on Bonneville stuff.
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely. And these are old Air Force bases. Is that what they are?
Actually, this is an old Navy base.
Oh, okay.
In Beeville, Texas. It was at Goliad, which was a Navy base, and which was really out in the middle of nowhere. It was about 20 miles to get to this old Navy runway, and it was actually such a long runway that it was one of the alternate landing sites for the space shuttle. And since then, I believe they're using it for, the military has taken the base back over and using it for something. Along the lines, they're not talking about it, and they've run everybody off, so they moved it to Beeville.
Interesting. And, Greg, when you look back at all of your great racing victories and times in the driver's seat of a racing machine, what was your proudest moment?
You know, I finished sixth in 2000 in Competition Eliminator, and that was a fun time. I think Project X was a fun time. I think being the first in an 8-second powered diesel vehicle at Dallas and in 2005 was fun, but I think it's all been fun. I mean, I can remember starting out getting to hang around a race shop and fetching hot dogs and hamburgers and been real happy to do it, and progressed from wiping the car down and just happy that I'd get to ride to the races with them to where I'm at now. And it just shows that all you got to do is have perseverance and a lot of hard work and a little bit of luck, and you can get there.
Excellent. Well, it's always a pleasure having you on the show here, and we look forward to getting you back with us during 2015. But one more time, why don't you give out all of your website and social media information?
My Twitter is Comp461. My Facebook is facebook.com, Comp461. And Facebook Project X. And then PDRA is PDRA 1320.
Perfect.
Or 660.com.
Excellent. Thank you, my friend. We'll get you back with us real soon. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.